Hello and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell, and today is Tuesday the 30th of June, last day in June, which means we've had a whole month of Daily Dits, so plenty for you to go back and check out. But if you are new here, the Daily Dits is your peek behind the curtain at what service personnel are up to around the forces world. And today, well, if we think we're in a heat wave now in the UK and in Europe, you've not known heat until you have been to Brunei. That's where we're heading today, because personnel have been taking part in a 24-hour swimathon. Ooh, lots and lots of wrinkly people there, I'm gonna gather, but we're gonna find out a little bit more because Onomant was there poolside for the action on the pod today from BFBS Brunei. It's Onomant. How you doing, my love?
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Although, talking about the heat, it's literally raining so much right now in Brunei. It's like monsoon season, so I'm jealous.
Well, was it raining during the swimathon?
It actually wasn't. It wasn't too bad. It was a nice sunny day, and then obviously going through into the evening, no rain then, which was really lucky. And the pool had a cover, which I think, yeah, we were spoiled with that.
So I have a question. How long can you stay in a swimming pool before you start looking like a prune? Because I'm going to guess that people weren't swimming for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't a full 24 hours, although they did give it like a proper good go. And people were in there for hours and hours at a time. I did two hours myself, which I feel quite proud. I know. Shock there. But yeah, kind of when there's like a lot of you in the pool, you just take it in turns going up and down. That's just about it, going up and down the lanes, getting the lengths in. And yeah, you kind of get in a mode and you can just stay there for as long as you need.
So what was the atmosphere like? Were people excited? Did it teeter off at any point in those like early hours in the morning kind of thing?
Do you know what? The vibes were really good, actually, because, yeah, I really wasn't planning on getting involved and I was just going to go along and watch. And then it was so much fun. They had big speakers there, good music, like a mix of Nepali and British like kind of club bangers. So you're sort of going up and down and you've got, I don't know, Katy Perry keeping you company at like one in the morning, which was just perfect. So it was like a little party in the pool, really. And then you're doing it for charity too. So it was just, yeah, just everyone felt really good, sort of mucking in, getting involved.
This is what I was going to ask. So why did this all come about? Was it for charity? And was anybody crazy enough to be in the pool for longer than, I guess, a couple of hours like you were?
It was all for the Army Benevolent Fund and then also raising money for some incredible local Bruneian charities, which basically help support people with disabilities like across Brunei. And people really got behind it. There was one lady in my team who smashed it and went along only expecting to do 1 hour and stayed there from 11 in the evening until like 3 a.m. in the morning, the next morning. She just like literally was just firing up and down the lanes on her own like a machine, which was, yeah, just incredible. So people really got involved.
So who did you manage to speak to whilst you were there?
I went down, I managed to have a chat with Deputy Chief of Staff Major Simon McMahon, who started by explaining to me, who is a swimathon newbie, what actually goes into being a swimathon and how they create it.
Whole idea is 24 hours non-stop swimming. Your team must have somebody in the water. And basically, it's just slogging it out up and down the lanes for 24 hours, trying to accumulate the longest or the furthest swim. And that team will be our winner.
And how many swimmers have you got throughout the whole 24 hours?
It's a real mix. So each team is allowed a maximum of 12. Most people at the moment, we were still early. We started at 7 o'clock and have gone for a sort of two in for an hour's hours. Session.
An hour.
I think most people start off doing kind of like one person swims 15, another swims 15. Most have now gone down to kind of doing lengths of four each individually. So it'll be interesting to see whose kind of tactics work best throughout the night. But it's always interesting when you get to sort of the 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. People are tired, bodies are aching, morale's a bit low, you know, the garrison's gone quiet, and that's where the sort of you have to really dig in and slog out those lengths. What's fantastic is there's a real range of abilities. So some of the guys have already said, you know, they're not the best swimmer, but, you know, they're trying their hardest, and whether they're breaststroking or front crawling, it's great to see everybody putting as much effort in as they can and not being afraid of the water. So it's great to get people's water confidence up as well.
Yeah, I bet. And who's keeping count of all these lengths?
We've got a couple of very enthusiastic volunteers who have sort of said they're not the best swimmers, but they'd love to come down and help. They're doing an hour's worth of lane counting, because clearly sitting in the sun, you know, by the poolside for an hour is quite difficult. So and they've got to do it for the whole 24 hours as well. So they're doing that ticking away for us. And it's also great to see the barracudas in there as well, you know, where the ladies and gents of the garrison swim team trying their best as well, which is fantastic.
Amazing. Can we go and talk to some of the swimmers, maybe? Some more swimmers?
Absolutely. We'll find you some willing volunteers. You've got their breath.
So I'm W2 Ashim Gurung. I am the MTWO for Atuaja for the battalion.
You've just got out the pool. How's it been going in there?
Oh, yes. So I've just done done a bit of a lap in there. So that is me.
And how do you think morale's going?
Yes, we are. The morale is very high within the team. So we are set to finish in a very good position. Yeah.
Throughout the night as well, how's that? How do you reckon that's going to go?
It's going to be challenging, you know, in terms of night swim as well, you know. But again, we have done that. We have split team into like different schedules, you know, so we should be all right. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Lucy Gourley. I'm the team captain of the BFB Barracudas. We are a swim team that practice Tuesday and Thursday lunchtimes here at the pool. Everybody is welcome to come and join us. We do teaching as well as fitness swimming, and we have several that go to competitions and represent, which is great as well.
And the swimathon, that must be like your dream day, I guess.
Yeah, all day in the pool sounds like a perfect day to me. I know not to a lot of people, but it sounds like an absolutely perfect day to myself.
And what would your best advice be for the swimmers out there today?
Take it easy, take it steady, particularly if you're not in the barracudas. Like, we're swimming. Take it easy, take it steady. Don't push yourself, otherwise you're going to burn out in the middle of the pool.
For the barracudas, you know, your professional swimmers or your top swimmers, what's like the average amount of lengths you reckon you guys will be trying to reach?
Honestly, we've got a massive mix of swimmers, and I personally love that. I love that we've got people that will come in and manage a couple of lengths, and for them that's incredible that they're managing that and they're doing fantastic. We've got people that will easily smash out 2K and, you know, think nothing of it, and I love that we've got that balance and that mix in there, and we're encouraging people, no matter what your swimming ability, come along, we'll have you, we'll support you, we'll get you through it.
Oh, Honor, it just seems like there's a real feeling of togetherness and team spirit. It seemed like it was such a good night.
Yeah, it was. It was really, really good fun, actually. Really enjoyed it. I can recommend a swimathon if one ever comes up near you.
So I have a question, actually. Did people get into the pool, like, in style? Like, I'm talking cannonballs, did they dive in? Or did they just sort of, like, do that weird, like, shuffle off the side and then you fall in and then you accidentally, you know, did people style it out?
You know what? I was quite nervous because they had, like, these diving boards at the end and I was thinking, oh my gosh, if I have to jump off one of them, I can't do it. But luckily, they were just sort of slipping in. But it was a bit humbling because when I was doing it, the lanes next to me were like these really impressive Gurkha teams, and they were so quick going up and down, doing like tumble turns and stuff, and I was literally going along, and no shade to the mum breaststroke, but that was like carrying me through the swimathon. Yeah, these guys were like lapping me, and you'd try and have a conversation with them, and sort of you'd say one word and then you wouldn't talk to them again for another 10 laps because they were just so speedy. Yeah, there was a range of abilities, and I think I was definitely nearer the more amateur end of the spectrum.
I guess we should mention once again that it is 24 hours. I don't know if we've mentioned it. 24 hours. How was morale kept up through the event?
I think, you know, it was like everyone just knowing it's for charity and like it's not a competition. Like that's just like keeps everyone kind of going through those times. And, you know, they had good music on, supporters came down, everyone, like the whole garrison kind of gets together and cheers each other on, and you can't help but want to get involved, even if you're tempted to get in the pool or just go and watch and, you know, bring some snacks along to help the swimmers. So yeah, it was just good morale just from each other.
And I understand that Tamsin went along as well, your colleague and one of the other presenters at BFBS Brunei. Did she get in the pool, though?
Tamsin was amazing. She didn't get in the pool herself, but she was a chief supporter. And, you know, credit to her. She got up really early, went along and caught up with the people that were in charge of organising the whole of the swimathon and found out what their post-match analysis was for the 24 hours.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hi, my name is Major Ben Norfield. I'm the Chief of Staff of British Forces Brunei.
How proud are you of everyone for doing this 24-hour swimathon?
Extremely proud. It's a really big effort and it shows really great team spirit. And we've had lots of people down here to support, so it's a real community effort. It's not just about the teams, but they've done exceedingly well to go all the way through the 24 hours.
And you've been jumping in yourself, haven't you?
I've been trying to, but I've tried to disadvantage as many teams as possible with my poor swimming. So the CSS company, B company and C company had the pleasure of my company for 1,000 metres each, so that was good.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Decon?
I'd say very well. I'm pretty sore, pretty tired. I just wanted to sleep now, yeah.
You did this last year, and I remember at one point around midnight I asked you, I said, are you regretting your decision? A year on and after 24 hours of swimming, are you still regretting that decision?
Absolutely. I've learned clearly nothing. About the same time, I think as you asked me last year, I was questioning my life choices yet again. But you know what, it's been fantastic, and the guys, enthusiasm across the entire board, everyone's just kept going, and it's been some really good banter all night, just everybody keeping everybody's morale up. So yeah, it's been fantastic yeah. Evening. I think that keeps you going.
What I love more than anything on it is the fact that the Chief of Staff was involved in this, and that must have meant a lot to the Forces community.
Yeah, I mean, swimming is the perfect levelling field, isn't it? You know, everyone has to get in, you know, you just all chip in and give it a go. And I think that's kind of what the swimathon was all about, and no one could really be exempt from. I mean, it's charity, isn't it? You know, you can't really say no to that. Yeah, it was just really great to see people sort of helping out.
So who were crowned the victors? I know you said it wasn't necessarily a competition, but from what I remember in Brunei, they love to make everything a little bit competitive.
So first place, we had Garrison Support Troop. They did so well. Then coming in second, B Company. And then third place, we had C Company. So yeah, it was a tight competition.
That's the thing. I think even though it's in the name of charity, there's a little part of them that's always like, well, let's see who can do the most amount of lengths or the most amount of hours or something like that.
Yeah, no, they do like to see who's the best.
Yes. And once again, Honor, can you just remind us of the charities that they were raising the funds for?
Yeah, of course. So it was for the Army Benevolent Fund. And then they were also doing it for some local Bruneian charities who help support lots of people across Brunei who have a range of disabilities. And yeah, so it was some really like personal charities for kind of local people and then also for our armed forces community.
And Honor, after your attempt at taking part in the swimathon, would you say that swimming is now your sport?
You know what? I definitely am more open to giving it a go. Swimming at night is really good fun. Swimming with your mates, with the music on, tick, tick, tick. But, you know, I just can't really get my head around wearing a swimming hat, though. That's kind of holding me back a bit. So that might hold back my swimming career.
Well, Honor, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It has been fantastic. And I'm so glad that the 24-hour swimathon has carried on, because obviously that happened whilst I was there. So it's nice to see that it still continues on.
Yeah, no, they're great fun.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Talking about sports today on the pod, well, let's continue that theme with Guess the Grunt. I know, I was a little bit confused at first too, but it's my favourite season of the year because it's strawberries and cream season. That's right, it's the start of Wimbledon. And to celebrate that, we have a new competition, Guess the Grunt. The concept, very, very simple. We play you a line from a song on Totally Connected and on Drive. That's 10 o'clock UK time and 4 o'clock UK time. And all you have to do is tell us the missing lyric that's been replaced by a grunt. You can email your answers to messages@bfbs.com for your chance to win strawberries and cream sweeties in our daily draw, and then the chance to win our Grand Slam prize of a tennis set, which will be announced on Friday, the 10th of July. And of course, for your full rundown of the matches and your guide to Wimbledon 2026, we've got you covered. You can head to bfbs.com/Wimbledon. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.